Episode 1868, Where is the Fun in All of This?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, rise and shine. Guess what? It is the weekend. Okay, maybe not exactly, because it is Friday, which means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Who do we need to have a chat? Oh, yes. Where is the fun in all of this? Who said parenting was fun? Not me. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it has been a long week. Yes, I don't know what it is about a week, but sometimes you take a breath and you're like, are we ever going to get done? Are we ever going to get through it? Well, today you're going to get through it. It's Friday. It's confession day. Let it all hang out. Because you know what? You always feel better when you're telling the truth, when you're being real. Well, you know, the routines of responsibility can be mundane and boring. They really can be. Everybody gets tired of doing the same thing over and over again. Where's the fun in all of this? You might be tired in the routines of responsibility, but who says there can't be fun? Because I'm here to tell you, you can have fun. I can remember as a child, all I wanted to do was grow up. Oh, yes. I was already planning it. I was going to be a mom of twins. Who would have thought? Now, I never had a set of twins, but I had five children. And I'm like, I don't know which would have been better, just having one pregnancy with two children or having individual pregnancies with five. I'm not sure, but you know, I'll never know. And I'm okay with that. But you know, when you're a kid, everything looks so amazing. I wanted to be that big girl. Now, I don't think I really thought about it as an adult, though. I didn't really see that, okay, yeah, with adulthood comes what? Responsibilities, commitments. Oh, wait, I have to pay bills, and then I have to really grow up. I have to make mature decisions. All I wanted to do was what I wanted to do, and that sounded like a lot of fun. But then reality hit, and yeah, I grew up, and life got a little real. If you could go back, would you want to fast forward to adulthood? What about parenthood? Well, probably not. In fact, you might try to appreciate your childhood a little more. The grass is greener on the other side, right? It always is. And it shines, and there's just something about it, and it's tantalizing. You're like, oh my gosh, if only. I find myself saying, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be mom. It's hard being a mom. It's hard whether it's good stuff that you're doing or when you're having to do the bad stuff like the disciplinarian stuff. Yeah, you got to take something away or you got to punish because of whatever the reason is. And depending upon the age of your children, whether they're adults or whether they're infants, you're like, oh my gosh, why me? It's tough. And it's not something that anybody says, hey, read this book first, because if you read the book before parenthood, you wouldn't become a parent. And so it's like when you become a parent, you take this immediate secret oath that you will never tell anybody the real life of parenting. You don't want anybody to know, because no one would cross over to the other side. No one would be brave enough to sit here and say, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Now, some might because they like challenges. But I think if they really looked at it and they knew the honest truth, yeah, we wouldn't cross that bridge. Well, I just got to tell you, you're not being mean. You're just living life. And sometimes you have to make tough decisions. And sometimes you just are trying to be mom. And that's okay. And even when you're just trying to be dad, it's okay too. Because we don't always know where the fun can show up. But you know what I'm here to tell you? You can fight the mundane when you find a little fun. So hit the fun button. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Hit the fun button. Being a parent an adult, we already know it's a challenge. We already know that when we get up every single morning, we're going to face some form of a fight. Now, it may be a fight at the breakfast table. It may be a fight after school. It may be a fight before bed, but you know a fight is coming. But when do we have the fight for fun? Seriously, have you ever asked yourself this? When do we fight for fun? One thing I loved when I was growing up, now I didn't necessarily tell my dad this, but we would have our times of wrestling. And I was the oldest of three. And so obviously I would wrestle more. Now, he wasn't as rough with me as he was with my brother. I mean, they would all out, they would go down. It was like WrestleMania in our living room. But it was just fun. And no one, most of the time, didn't get hurt. We might, you know, get a scratch here or there, no big deal. And mom would sit there and say, guys, settle down. You know, when mom says stop because someone's going to get hurt, what happens always? It's like that next breath somebody gets hurt. And you know what? I find it true now raising my babies. I'm like, seriously, it comes out of my mouth. I breathe and it happens. But where are we putting up the fight? Are we living for the fight of, oh man, I got to raise these kiddos. The fight as, what are they going to want for dinner? The fight of, are you going to eat? The fight, are you going to do your homework? The fight, are you going to bed on time? Or are you fighting for the fun? Why not wrestle a little bit? Why not laugh a little bit more? I don't know about your household, but we've had the crud going around, at least for me and our youngest. And with that being said, we still try to have fun. We still try to laugh a little bit. Now, we're a little testy, right? Because we're not feeling our best. And so our buttons and our feelings get hurt faster. And so, yeah, you got to kind of walk a little carefully. However, you want to have fun. And it's a lot more fun when you have a smile on your face and in your heart than saying, oh, yeah, well, I don't feel like doing it today. And so I'm just not going to worry about it. You have to hit the fun button. And be intentional about laughing and smiling more. What you search for, you will find. What you think about, you bring about. So start searching for fun. F-U-N. Let's break it down. Number one, favor laughter. I love that word, favor. Favor laughter. Find the funny in every day. If you're going to have a fight over spilt milk, then make it a funny fight. Seriously. I think I told the story to you a couple weeks back, but our senior in high school actually had an incident with cereal. And when I noticed that it happened, he was like, I'm cleaning it up, Mom. And you could tell in his voice, she's going to kill me if I don't clean this all up because she tells stories all the time about spilt milk. Well, the thing is about spilt milk, let me just say my piece here, is that milk, I don't care if it spills or if it splatters. If you don't get every bit of it up, it leaves its mark. Not only is it sticky and it attracts more dirt, and then I have to clean it twice as hard, but it has spots. Who knew that your furniture could be a spotted chair? Oh yeah, I have many of them. And I have sat down one chair at a time and cleaned it for hours getting the spotted milk off. Now, maybe it's just me. Maybe, I don't know. It's not a lot of fun. But one thing you can do is find the fun in the fight. So favor your laughter. Spilt milk. Okay, great. Now I get to clean the floor. I knew that spot was dirty. Now I just have a reason to clean that extra dirty spot. Number two, you uplift with words. Positivity goes a long way. Have you ever thought about what you're saying? Not does it make sense, because sometimes I know what I say doesn't make sense. And in fact, my children look at me and they're like, seriously, Mom, do you know what you just said? I'm like, yeah, nope. I'm not going there either. We'll just laugh about it and move on. But how you say it is important. Are you uplifting with positivity? Are those words stinging the heart the right way. You can sting your husband's heart totally out the front door. And what I mean by that is, how are you treating your husband, right? Just like, how are you treating your kids? The words of a mother either can mend a broken heart or it can create a broken heart. You want to instill that positivity, that optimism that says, you know what? You got this. Go out and get it. Yeah, maybe you're not feeling real well. Maybe you didn't get the position that you wanted on the baseball team. Maybe you had a fight with your best friend. Maybe, whatever it is, you can still enjoy the day. But if you don't have those words, the sentences that sting the heart with love and joy, it's not going anywhere. It falls flat. So hit the fun button, favor laughter, uplift with words, and finally, number three, in navigate with hope. If you have hope, you can have a smile. But if we walk around acting like I'm never going to get out of this situation, acting like my kid is never going to grow up, my kid's never going to learn, how many times do I have to tell him? No. Big deep breath. Navigate with hope. This too shall pass. And understand this. We as parents have an incredible job. And you can be a parent as a mentor. You can be a parent in a community. If you live in a subdivision, you might be the parent go-to. All the kids come over to your house. So you don't just have two children. You have 15 children. How awesome is that? And I know at times maybe it can get a little frustrating. I mean, let's be real, right? It's like, can I catch a break? I need some downtime. I get it. But one thing that we can do when we love on children is we give them hope. And you want to begin to break the chains that sabotage growth in a child. And I'm talking about heart growth. I'm talking about expanding the heart, not limiting it. Unfortunately, today, there's a lot of stuff that limits our children. It puts boundaries on them when it comes to what you can do in life. We either set boundaries based on expectations. We set boundaries because we want to keep them safe. We set boundaries because we want them to grow up and be fill in the blank. The thing is we as parents, we as people who love on children, need to build them up to expand their heart. And that's to bless them with hope. We've got to break these chains that are holding our kiddos back. You don't want to do that. You want your child to grow up and live out the God-given dream and utilize the talents that God's given them. Don't be the one that's going to sit there and say, nope, I'm reining in your parade. You can't do this because I'm not ready. Mama, you're never going to be ready. And neither are you, Dad. That's why it's important not only to have that laughter, that fun, that giggle, that raw happiness, but you've got to have the fun, the favor, the uplift, and the navigation that says, you know what? I love you enough that I'm willing to allow you to rise up and to send you off, to let you become who you're supposed to be. And you can do that when you favor laughter, when you uplift with words, and when you navigate with hope. That's a gift that you're giving. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are some parents who did not get that when they were growing up. And it makes it tough to break those chains. But when you know that there is something that you don't want to pass on to your child, then I'm telling you right now, be extra intentional. Be so crucially aware as to what you're doing. And yeah, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall down. I do it every single day. I have to go to my kiddos and say, I am so sorry for this. I didn't mean to. Or sometimes I'm like, that was really good, right? That was a mom. That was an A+, right? I get extra points and they look at me and they just laugh. Sometimes I'll say, how's mom doing on her report card today? Give your children the opportunity to not only be loved, but to also love. Where is the fun in all of this? There's a lot of fun in it, but you have to be in search of it. You have to be intentional with it. And you have to be willing what? To take a chance. And sometimes we don't want to do that. Why? For fear of being hurt. For fear of my kiddos are going to grow up too fast. I get it. Let God be the one to develop and to navigate and negotiate where they're going to go. You help them build them up and expand their heart. Favor, uplift, and navigate. I know it's hard, but you know what? You're doing an awesome job. And when you're feeling a little bit down, yeah, you know what? Just take a time out for yourself. Just go somewhere and say, I need 5 minutes. I just need 5 minutes. And whatever you do in those 5 minutes, they're all yours. And then go back to what you do best and parent. You got this because God's got you. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.